we think the reason that is because they were the first hominin or human-like species that focused more on technology, and they had a larger brain size. They had longer legs. In general, they were just much more human-like than everything that came before them. And so they are exploiting this new human-like strategy of living on the Earth.
And why did you choose to study the link between verbal communication and the manufacture of stone tools?
Well, I think we have to go back to my college days when I was trying to discover myself and figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I was thinking, you know, how do I combine my love for language? Because I've always been interested in, you know, how did we get language? It's a very unique adaptation that we see in humans that we don't see in any other animal species. Unfortunately, language doesn't fossilize, right? We can't just find a bone that tells us whether a human species had language or not. So we have no idea exactly when language evolved. The next best thing is going to be the archaeological record. And we have stone tools that go back to at least 3.3 million years ago. We might be able to use those stone tools to try to figure out when language evolved.
Are there any conclusions that you have reached?
We're never going to know for sure. We can put some really educated guesses out there. So the work I've done has been to attempt to look at the brain activity while making stone tools, because we do know what parts of the brain are involved in language. And if we can see those same brain areas lighting up, you could say, while making stone tools as well, then that might give us some clues as to whether or not these two things are linked. The work that I've done was looking at some of the earliest stone tool technologies called the Oldowan and the Acheulean. So the Oldowan goes back to 2.6 million years ago. The Acheulean goes back to about 1.8 million years ago. And my research so far has been looking at, you know, the differences in brain activity of people recreating these different technologies. And so far, it does seem to look promising that the shift from the Oldowan to the Acheulean technology may have sparked some type of language evolution. So I mentioned that the Oldowan is dated back to 2.6 million years ago. They're very simple tools. Most people would pick them up and not even realize they are tools, because they're just kind of round pebbles that have maybe one sharp edge on them because somebody used a hammer stone and knocked off a flake or two. The flakes may have been actually the more useful tools, because they have a very sharp edge, like a razor sharp edge. So they could have been used for butchery, something like that. But once you get to the Acheulean industry, that's when you get these more standard shaped tools. They're kind of, think of like an arrowhead. I think most people are probably familiar with an arrowhead, and just like make that gigantic. So something that's going to like fit in the palm of your hand, but has that teardrop shaped look to it. So it has flakes taken off of both sides. So it's kind of like a knife with a serrated edge.
How do you come up with new ideas to research, or are you inspired by someone or something?
How I started on my research path was reading this article in a seminar I was taking by a man named Dietrich Stout, who works at Emory University. And he had started doing similar work with stone tools and language and neuroimaging. And with science, it's very rare that you just come up with a completely novel idea that no one's ever thought of before. Pretty much every good idea has already been thought of before, okay? It can be really frustrating sometimes. But what you do is you read it and you say, okay, this is great, but it seems like they missed out on some aspect, right? And you can then hone in on what they missed out on, or could have done, what they could have done better. And what I honed in on was, he was really emphasizing language evolution from his results, but he hadn't actually controlled for language instruction among his participants. So you have all of these people who are learning to make stone tools with language. And then he's saying, oh, well, look, the language areas of the brain are lighting up. I'm like, well, of course they are. They learned with language. So they're probably recalling all of these, you know, sentences and instructions that were provided them while they were making the stone tools. So my experiment then went on to test that aspect of it. Like, if we take away language instruction, do we still see the same language areas of the brain lighting up or not? And we don't. So that's why I said it's a bit inconclusive. We have to be careful with these results. It's very possible that stone tools and language are closely related evolutionarily in the brain, but there may be some things we have to tease out first.